are things that we just know, but you know, if we don't take the time to learn them, we don't just know them. And while I can't guarantee we'll all remember every word and line perfectly, we certainly did a wonderful job of putting that in the deep recesses of our minds, because someday you're going to need those words. Someday those words will mean a lot. And we learned a lot about what it means to be a sheep and to be a shepherd. And we'll spare you some of the interesting things we learned, right, about shepherds and sheep and anointing our head with oil. And sheep that fall over and their bellies filled with air. We learned a lot of good stuff. That's right, nose flies. Boy, if you really dig deep, there's a lot in that psalm that makes it very interesting to young children. It's not as boring as you think. With nose flies. So, if you notice, the 23rd psalm finishes with the word what?
Forever.
Forever. How long is forever? Forever is a slippery thing. I'm going to have a live audience. This is good. I can do this. On Christmas morning, waiting for your parents to wake up can seem like forever. Conversely, my friend hurt her knee a couple of weeks ago. She's waiting for MRI results, and it feels like forever. When we're in a rush, everything feels like it takes forever. When I was a child, thinking about, and this is not a joke, when I was a child thinking about the year 2000, with great awe, and wouldn't it be cool if I lived that long? To me, it felt like forever. Gosh, I'm glad my view is expanded. The Bible is really into forever. Forever is a big concept. In the Old Testament, it's a single word, olam. In the New Testament, it's translated a number of different ways. Eternal life, everlasting life, forever, forever and ever. It occurs about 30 times within the New Testament. It's a big, big idea. And forever expresses the character and the essence of God himself. Because God is forever. And God's love is forever. And God's rule is forever and ever. How do we finish the Lord's Prayer?
Forever.
That's right. Those who are known by God who also live forever and be loved by God forever. So how long is forever?
Forever.
Infinity. Whatever it is. Did you know that a lot of people think that there is no forever? That you, when you die, they put you somewhere. Used to be in the ground. Now it's in a box on the mantle. And that's it. And people who don't believe in forever live today very differently. Sometimes it's a positive difference. Sometimes people who do not believe in forever live every day like it's their last day, and it has a very positive effect. And they're more loving and more kind and more generous because they realize their time is short. But most of the time, people who do not believe in forever tend to be kind of negative people. They live kind of selfishly, believe it or not. Because today is all you get. You better grab it all. They tend to live life anxiously because they don't know when it will end. And it makes them very, very anxious people. And they tend to live life cynically. Because they know there is really no justice on earth. And then if there's no possibility for justice later, if there is no later, they find the whole thing a colossal waste of time. And I know that you know some pretty cynical people. And in the bottom line, a lot of times it has to do with the fact that they believe there is no forever. Believe it or not, what you believe about forever affects how you live today. Do you believe in forever?
Yes.
I mean, perhaps you did once, and now you've lived your life, and you're not believing it anymore. Perhaps you never believed it. Our world is a skeptical place. And nothing on this earth including yourself. Climate change notwithstanding. Nothing lasts forever anymore. Beauty doesn't last forever, regardless of what they try to sell you on the television. Wealth does not last forever, no matter how many wills you make. Power does not last forever. Our country's been around 200 years. We think it's some big deal. We'll take a world history class. Even fame is a fleeting thing. Which 5 minutes fame? Certainly not love or marriage or even family seems to last forever. Take a look at your Sunday newspaper that you get later on today and remember as you read it that none of that lasts forever. Neither good nor bad. None of it actually lasts forever. So how long is forever? I invited the kids actually to stay because I don't tend to speak very long, but I want to share with you a children's book. A children's book. It's called I Love You Forever. Does anybody know this? Robert Munsch, raising hands if you've read this book. Illustrated by Sheila McGraw Good, so there's a few people. If you haven't, I have several copies. I must be a sentimentalist. People give me copies of this book. I have several copies of this book. Top selling book. It's 7 million copies at one point. It's a good book. I will tell you the story because you're not going to be able to see it. Well, do I dare wing it? Nah, you can't see this book, can you? All right. I wish I had a big screen. I had a big projector and put it right up there. So use your imagination. It starts with a picture of a young mother wearing a blue robe, brown pigtails, holding her newborn baby. And she rocks her newborn in her rocking chair, and she sings this song. I don't know what tune you sang at your house. This is our tune. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. I love you forever.
But the cat does not look good.
But at night, when that 2-year-old is asleep, the mother crawls across the floor of the room. There's the exhausted 2-year-old. And what does she say? I won't do the whole thing this time. You don't want to hear me sing that many times. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long my baby, you'll be. Well, doesn't she get tested? Here comes, I don't know, probably the 11 or 12-year-old, walks through the kitchen, doesn't take his shoes off, makes muds on the floor, makes lovely handprints all over the walls, is blowing bubble gum out of his face, tossing a baseball, dropping soda onto the floor. The cat is retreating. Oh, my. And by the way, the father never in this story, you draw your own conclusions. But at night, when he is asleep, the mother comes in, picks up that 10 or 11-year-old, and what does she do? You can sing along at any time. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Singing into the lamp. Kids are upside down, feet are on the wall. The picture of the baby picture is askew on the wall, which I think is a nice touch. The cat
again appears dead. The vase is about to hit the floor. Anybody ever lost a good vase to their kid? The vase is about to hit the floor. But at night, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth. Oh, you forgot about the rhythmic part. This is a bedtime story, right? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang this song. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, luckily that boy grew up, and luckily he moved out. And he moved across town. This is where the book gets a little funky. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. She has a station wagon kind of thing with a ladder. And if all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed, and if the great big man was really asleep, she picked him up, and here we go, rocked him back. She gets older and older, and one day she calls up her son and says, you better come visit me because I am very old and very sick. So the son goes to visit her. When he comes in the door, she tries to sing the song, but she can't because she is too old and too sick. So, the son went to his mother. The son picks up the mother, sits in the rocking chair, and rocks her back and forth and back and forth, and he sings to her, I love you forever, I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be.
My mommy.
Well, the son came home that night. He stood for a long time at the top of his stairs. Where it ceases to be a children's story. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth and back and forth, and he sang, I love you forever. You know, you can look at that story several ways. It's a portrait of enduring love or a mother with poor boundary issues. Either way, that kid will need therapy. But let's choose the first, a portrait of enduring love. It was Good Friday. The son's body has just been removed from the cross. A crucified body, nail holes, blood, a crown of thorns, not very pretty. And we can imagine the soldier stepping away from that body for a moment and letting his mother approach her dead son. It's a chance for her to express her love. And she gathers, that's right, it's Jesus, she gathers her son up, and she presses his body to hers, and she holds them in the crook of her arm, and she weeps deeply, and she feels inside something like that song, right? I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby. And she lays his body back on the ground. It's called the Pietà. Many of you have seen the famous sculpture. 3 days later, miraculously, incredibly, he is raised from the dead by the divine powers of God. He comes to life in a new, miraculous way. You're right, it hasn't been done before. But God does new things. things all the time. The God who created the universe, who created this planet Earth, all the life on this planet, created the thousands of species of fish in the sea and the millions of flowers. This God of life raises his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. And that risen Christ appears to Mary Magdalene, then to the disciples, 10 disciples without Thomas, and then again to the disciples with Thomas, and then to the 500. He appears to his mother. And can't you imagine him singing a song kind of like that? I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my child you'll be. So here it is, Easter Sunday. And the Lord God, holds you in the crook of his arms. And he sings to you an everlasting song. And by now, you know the tune. And you know the words. I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my child you'll be. How long is forever? That's right. Love. Love goes on forever. Love is not God, but God sure is love. And God's love outlasts everything, even death. On March 22nd, we had a dear friend, those of us here in the ministry, March 22nd, our friend Neil Green left this life. Hilda, who played on the piano today, her husband. And our love for him endures. And God's love for him endures. And God's love conquers death, even Neil's death. And I have to say, the older I become, the more real heaven becomes. And the older I become, the more I love that word, forever. We live in a Good Friday world, folks. But we walk by an Easter faith. And God will have the last word, regardless of how loudly the forces of death scream in your ears. How long is forever? I have to tell you. Forever is a long, long time to live without God, to live without hope, to live without a sense of purpose and meaning. Forever is a long, long, long time to live with anxiety and regret and guilt. I heard a new phrase this week. I can't take credit for it, but I like it. Resurrection works best in a graveyard. You like it? Resurrection works best in a graveyard. So as we finish here, what has died in your life that needs a breath of life? Is it your marriage, your family, your life, your hope, your body? What is it that needs resurrection hope? How long is forever? I don't know. But I do know that forever can start today. If in hearing and sitting through all this, you find that you'd like to know how to be a part of God's forever plan and family, come and see me, find me. I'd love to hear your story and share more of God's story and encourage you about forever. I do have a song that needs to be sung because it is a forever song. It's printed in your bulletin. And if you don't know it, you know, in some ways I didn't need to do the song because I already gave you a song in your head that you're going to be singing all day. And you'll probably curse me. But hopefully not. But if you would rise and sing this song, Forever, it's a great song, a praise song.